Making America Smart Again. It's the Krieger Files with Dave Krieger. Are you tired of your boss stealing from your paycheck to send to a government that's writing checks its body can't cash? It's the government's worst nightmare. Dave Krieger.
It's going to be open lines today, folks. For those of you who want to call into the show, you haven't called in a while and you're listening and wondering what in Hades is going on in your world. 208-216-6100 is the number to call this week. As we finish out the week here on the Krieger Files, we're still getting reports about the J6 prisoners. Revolver News is saying that Bow Wow Wowzer, the mayor of D.C., is behind these trickle-out effects. One J6 hostage has been requesting medical aid for months. The D.C. Democrat prison guards kept denying him just to persecute him for his political beliefs. And, of course, there were pictures of what his feet looked like when he got home from being released. I have a distinct feeling that the lawsuits are going to start. And Bow Wow Wowzer probably should be included in those lawsuits because she, if she's behind the scenes, we need to use discovery to figure that out. And, of course, Julian Assange back in the news again, being hailed as one of the generation's greatest journalists, spending his entire adult life bringing previously concealed facts about what our leaders are doing to the public. And that is the very definition of journalism. You got to expose the truth. And of course, the deep state and the establishment don't like Julian Assange. Every time he exposes a government war crime or goes after a corrupt politician's shady record, well, more scorn, obviously. One of permanent Washington's most dubious figures, former CIA Director Mike Pompeo, hates him so much, according to reports, he decided to murder him. During the first Trump administration, Pompeo and his deputies discussed how the CIA might kidnap Assange from the embassy in London or poison him inside the embassy. Multiple witnesses heard those exchanges, even though at the time, the U.S. government had not charged Assange with any crimes, but Pompeo wanted him dead anyway. So, according to reports, karma's got a funny way of coming around. Donald Trump has revoked Pompeo's security detail this week, and more than likely his security clearance. He doesn't get squat now. I really think if you're going to flush out deep state, the more that Donald Trump does as far as signing these executive orders, including the one releasing the additional JFK assassination files, as well as those of Robert F. Kennedy and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So if he does this and he manages to get these files out, including what happened when Jack Ruby shot and killed Oswald as authorities were moving him from Dallas police headquarters to the county jail, we might actually get somewhere and it would resolve a lot of the issues that people like Don Jeffries and whatnot have been exploring, trying to figure out, you know, what's going on and is it going to work. And part of the thing that I see happening, these issues with deep state, because of the response, if they start withholding this information because they don't want it really coming out, it's going to expose the players behind the scenes, I feel, that are responsible for hiding this information and keeping it from coming to light. So this is what we have to do in order to make things happen, is start, you know, you want to see who the deep staters are? You want to see who these supposed left-wing organizations are? Well, just do something like go after the birthers, go after the anchor babies, and you watch all the left-wing organizations filing one lawsuit after another. Well, you just put a target on your back, you morons. Now the Trump administration knows who you are. And, I mean, you saw what Obama and other people did with the IRS going after all their enemies. I mean, what happened to Chuck Carter and For the People, right? You know, they didn't like him, so they sicked the IRS on. Clinton sicked the IRS on Chuck Carter. I mean, I used to listen to For the People all the time. Now, all of a sudden, the IRS goes after him and puts him out of business. I mean, all of a sudden, their nonprofit status goes away. I mean, that would literally kill him. They'd have to go apply for a new one. See, then you go into detail and you look at all the directors of the organization and you start wheedling down on them and drilling down on their past and look for skeletons in their closet, and you expose them in the media, and you shame them. You shame them right out of business. And you make people, you know, look at them with scorn, and the mainstream media is going to be all over this. And speaking of the mainstream media, it just gets really crazy with this thing that Musk did. Everybody thought that he was doing a Nazi salute. And so, you know, CBS 58 Milwaukee reporter Sam Kuffel apparently captioned an Instagram video of Elon Musk's inauguration Nazi salute, so he claimed. Screw that old bitch, he's a Nazi. A character in another post she shared eloquently added, the problem, of course, Musk didn't do a Nazi salute. Any honest person who bothered to watch the whole video knows that, and Kuffel was lying. So, sometimes, even in today's media ecosystem, lies do have consequences. So, what happened at CBS 58? Well, meteorologist Sam Kuffel is no longer employed there. Channel's news director said he got the axe after his social media tantrum. Search for a replacement is underway, according to the Post. So you see, this is what happens. The left is starting to go, okay, you know, we're sick of this. You really need to stop with the fake news. If you're going to do this, then guess what? We're going to rain holy hell down on you. I guess you don't care about your job. Why people can't leave politics out of me? The guy is a weatherman, for crying out loud. I mean, I already have a problem with weathermen on crack. All of a sudden, Sam Kuffel has to open his mouth and start this and start posting stuff because of his political viewpoints. What does that have to do with the weather? Not a damn thing. So, Sam Kuffel's out of a job now. Who do you think's going to hire him based on his political attitude? What's he going to do? Get on social media, on Instagram, and start whining about I lost my job because I was trying to tell the truth, because I was trying to expose? Oh, yeah, really? Sam, you really think the left-wing media is going to put up with this? CNN's already cutting 200 jobs because people don't trust mainstream media anymore. Did you know? I don't much care. You know, George Soros is going to get his. I mean, this guy's got so much money to throw around. If he wants to acquire all the Odyssey media stations, the first time that they don't do what they're supposed to, the new FCC, which is now Republican-dominated, is going to go after them. And it's going to be a 3-2 split decision. They're going to look at every single thing. They'll be scrutinizing all of the acquisitions where Soros owns 40% majority share in Odyssey Media, because they went bankrupt. And Soros said, oh, look, an opportunity to brainwash Americans. You know, it's no wonder why Viktor Orban, Hungary's prime minister and president, wants to kick Soros out of the country. Man without a country. Amazing how that works, huh? Boeing, by the way, if you have Boeing stock, you might want to get out of Boeing. I don't see it recovering. It's just issued its reports about a fourth quarter loss of $4 billion due to production quality issues, stricter regulatory scrutiny, supply chain delays, and a crippling strike by U.S. West Coast factory workers. Oh, my. Now, there's one way to, you know, I wonder what when they're going to start closing Starbucks and all these woke leftists that want to get their latte with, you know, whipped cream and sprinkles and all sorts of other garbage in it. Like I said, I go back to when, you know, people were yelling at me when I had a coffee shop and I was charging $1 a cup, free refills, and they were complaining. And then they used the F word, which we did not tolerate in our coffee shop because we were serving Hawaiian Kona coffee. They were using the F-bomb, Folgers. Ah! You know, oh, you dropped the F-bomb. We don't tolerate that in here. You want Folgers, go home and fix you a pot. You can drink all you want. How do we know the stuff doesn't have cardboard in it? We don't. Some coffees do. Some coffees aren't as well brewed. And I mean, if you're going to buy coffee, figure out, you know, coffee's coffee. Nope, not necessarily. We're now finding out, according to studies, that tea bags, yeah, for those of you tea drinkers out there, you might want to resort to buying loose tea and getting a teapot with a strainer in it and brewing your tea from scratch. Why do I say that? Well, in the latest health news that's out now, tea bags, and we're talking about the bags themselves that hold the tea, apparently from what we understand, they shed microplastics. and the gut cells absorb them. Nylon, polypropylene, cellulose, they shed particles at different rates. But, like I said, you might want to avoid the leaching of tea bags, plastic particles into your system, and go to loose tea. We'll be back with more news. We got lots of it. And your phone calls after these important messages. Stay with us. Need a document notarized even when one or more of the signers is out of state? What a faster way to close your real estate deals by getting your documents professionally notarized online at ProfessionalNotaryOnline.com. For more information and to book an appointment, visit ProfessionalNotaryOnline.com or call Aaron at 941-400-8282. A trusted Krieger Files partner. Good in all 50 states. That's 941-400-8282.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to fight back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
From the ranks of the disenfranchised, it's the government's worst nightmare. It's the Krieger Files.
And, of course, the old saying, back in the saddle again. Yeah, back in the saddle again. 18 minutes after the hour here on the Krieger Files, Friday edition. Phone lines are open, 208-216-6100. For those of you who want to chime in on anything we're talking about, anything that's on your mind right now, is Trump going overboard? He says he's going to demand lower interest rates immediately in a virtual address to the World Economic Forum in Davos. He appeared by video. He didn't show up. He's got too much other things going on, paying attention to what's happening in America. He demanded the U.S. drop interest rates and the rest of the world would follow suit. And, of course, who are they? Politically independently controlled by the Federal Reserve, which isn't even federal and it's not a reserve. It's a private banking cartel headed up by Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Good luck with that. Maybe they're going to test the boundaries of the system. I already know that, you know, legislation's out there to prevent the Fed from implementing CBDCs. And, of course, we told you about CNN cutting 6% of its staff as part of a big overhaul. And, of course, Jake Tapper and Wolf Blitzer got new time slots. Big shakeup over there. Apparently, nobody likes them anymore. They don't like MSDNC. They don't like a bunch of it. Pretty crazy. So, the civil rights era thing that Lyndon Johnson, Lady Bird, kick off your boots and get into bed and we'll talk about it. You know, womanizer Lyndon Johnson? I can say that. I know Lady Bird. I met Lady Bird and Lucy Baines because I used to work for the station in Austin, Texas. KLBJ! LBJ, that's right, Lady Bird. Yep, great business people. Good minds think alike. And I'll tell you, you know, after watching this discriminatory issue, Trump has revoked this civil rights era order from Johnson that made employment discrimination illegal for federal contractors. Now they can hire based on merit. But not everybody's going along with it. I think it's time to, if you have a bank account at Chase Bank, J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon. Oh, he's all in on DEI, man. Yeah, bring him on. Come on. Costco, Apple, Microsoft, you know. Walmart, Amazon, rolled them back. And Meta as well. But Apple and Microsoft, man, they're all about that. So maybe it's time to pull a little Bud Light on them, huh? Trump's move to abolish DEI is going to face legal hurdles. Of course it is. It's going to cause corporate chaos. Multiple law firms reporting they're inundated with calls from clients worried about new legal consequences of their diversity programs. And at the same time, some legal experts see Trump's actions as a test of whether the Supreme Court's 2023 decision to end affirmative action at universities can extend to private employers. Well, why not? I mean, the thing is now, I remember I owned a piece of property in Bastrop, Texas at one time, and I looked up the deed and looked at all of the went back. You know, you have to go back to where the property originated, and there were restrictions on the property. And one of the restrictions was, you can't sell the property to a colored person. Oh. Yeah, that's what it said. And of course, federal law prohibits that. Now, what does that do for everything else that's going on here if they don't want DEI? I mean, it's merit-based, but I mean, there are certain laws out there that do protect the American citizen and makes it discriminatory in real estate to sit there and, oh, well, no, you need to move over here because this neighborhood is all black. You see, that's a problem. It's as bad as redlining. So, you know, there's so much going on here, but here's the one thing, like I said earlier, it's going to open up so many people. When they start complaining, it's going to open the back door, and then it's going to allow this government, this administration, to start researching these companies that are filing suits, that are claiming that they're not going to support. I mean, they've already, Marco Rubio's already said, I want everybody here to go after and start looking into the DEI practices of these private companies. We want to know who they are because we want to start investigating them. We need to get rid of this garbage because this has poisoned our society and we need to get rid of it. It's one of his first acts he did when he became Secretary of State. We're going to get into this stuff. Well, rightly so. We need to find out what's going on here with the FBI, the CIA, and everybody else, too, because a federal judge has just declared these backdoor FISA searches or FISA searches. You know that 702, the section? Federal government's method of searching through information incidentally collected on U.S.-based individuals violates the U.S. Constitution's Fourth Amendment, according to U.S. District Judge LaShan Dursey Hall. That was released the 21st, and now it's finally making news here. Government officials acquired information from the defendant, a legal permanent resident who they arrested in 2011 and charged with providing material support to a terrorist organization. The information was gathered under a supposed FISA warrant, which lets authorities spy on people. But, of course, after the guy pleaded guilty, authorities disclosed some of the evidence they used was fruit of the information they obtained without a warrant under FISA, under 702, which enables authorities to conduct surveillance on non-U.S. persons reasonably believed to be outside the U.S. Oh, so they broke the law, did they? Well, this is not uncommon for the federal government to do it. Just like what John Whitehead was saying yesterday in the program, you know, they go out and they start beating up on the FBI and these other pathological liars because they are. That is what they are. Now, did you know that the federal government has dropped the COVID-19 vaccination requirement for legal immigrants? No longer requirement for individuals seeking permanent residence in the U.S., according to the U.S. Immigration and Citizen USCIS oversees legal immigration, not illegal. It imposed 19 vaccination requirement in October of 21 on people looking to move to the U.S. Yeah. Well, let's kill all those incomers, you know? See, it's kind of self-defeating, isn't it? Did you know, by the way, that Trump has pardoned 23 pro-life activists? Did you know? Today, I guess we're going to have a March for Life. J.D. Vance is supposed to speak at the rally at the National Mall, huh? Yeah, it's going on. So apparently, Trump decided he was going to pardon these 23 pro-life activists. That sits well with the pro-lifers, don't you think? And speaking of life, imagine you have a woman. Her name is Nicole Paulino. She goes in to apply for her driver's license renewal. And all of a sudden, it was saying, sorry, but we can't give you a new license because you're legally dead. What? She said. According to the IRS, you're a deceased taxpayer. How could this happen? Happen to you? Guess what? It happens roughly 10,000 times a year. Maybe you could be dead too and not know. Oh, maybe that's how dead people vote. Huh. Paulina was pretty damn sure she was in fact living. That's what she said. The state planned to take her out, prematurely filed the paperwork, but forgotten to do the deed. According to government representative, a funeral home tried to report someone else dead, but got a figure wrong in their social security number. Ouch. They put Paulino's digits instead. Wow. Could you be dead too? Somebody messed with your social security number might merit checking to make sure you still have an account and the government considers you to be alive. Now just imagine that if she were to be pulled over and they were to run her driver's license and find out she was dead. Can you imagine what that cop would be thinking? Oh, that's funny. But in a way it's not. Because, I mean, she was freaked out. You can imagine that. Over in China, guess what? It's Lunar New Year, January 28th through February 4th. Marks the arrival of the Year of the Snake. Wow. Now, that should be Reunion of the Snake, that Duran Duran hit. Boy, that'll be a big one. Let's play that on the loudspeakers over there and see how far that goes. Year of the Snake. I guess we need to look that up, right? They're trying to get the Chinese people to go back to their hometowns and start spending money, celebrating the New Year Lunar Festival, right? Lunar New Year with the family. And so these festivities usually mean that businesses such as shops, cinemas, restaurants, feasting and shopping, yeah, families will spend money. They're counting on it because the Chinese economy apparently sucks. And, you know, you heard the reports on the news that there is an issue with all of these people. College enrollment is up. People still buy this garbage. They really do. They still buy the garbage that you can go to school, get a four-year degree, and actually make something of your life. That's part of merit-based. So you need to go to school and get a college and get a job and get a, you know, get married, have two kids, and pay taxes until you die. And play into the system with all the system's contracts. Yeah, well, guess what? ChatGPT suffered a major outage yesterday, and all the users started reporting issues accessing their web and other platforms. All those people couldn't get their homework done. They were using ChatGPT to make up stuff. You gotta love it. We'll be back after the news break here on this Friday. Stay with us.
Taking back America, one consumer at a time. It's the Krieger Files.
Okay, we are back on this Friday edition. By the way, they're looking at possibly doing a full Senate vote on Trump's pick for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. Next week, they're supposed to hold Senate committee hearings on Howard Lutnick, Trump's Commerce Secretary nominee, Pam Bondi as Attorney General pick, and RFK Jr., tapped for Health and Human Services. January 30th, they're supposed to be holding a hearing on Kash Patel, Trump's nominee for FBI director. You notice how they're dragging all this out? They don't want to get to the real McCoy. No, they don't want to do that. They all want to, you know, drag this thing out because they intentionally go out and do their best to cripple the situation. This is what they like to do. The other side likes to stall, because the more roadblocks they can throw in people's way, the better. All right. 208-216-6100, the number to call if you want to chime in on what's going on. Brady, you've got a message about Bitcoin. Bitcoin warning. Warning alert. Brady's on the phone. What's up?
Well, I don't know if it's a warning, but it's a good thing because Elon Musk and Trump are going to tie in the near future one of the crypto coins to the gold and silver industry. And when that happens, we are now the crypto capital of the world, along with the new AI capital of the world, which he's been talking about. We got $1 trillion investment from Saudi Arabia coming in the next couple of years going into the AI fund. But you're going to see the U.S. become the crypto capital of the world under Trump.
Well, that'll be interesting to see how that plays out. I'm just wondering what you think that if it goes crypto and it's backed by gold, what do you think that's going to do to the price of gold and silver, Brady?
You're looking at what I'm anticipating, kind of one of my generalizations is I think crypto, like say gold, a gold ounce is going to be tied to one Bitcoin. So that brings the price of gold per ounce $100,000 per ounce.
Wow. I'm going to have to get one of our people on that, like Fred from U.S. Coin Capital to double up on that and see whether or not he has the same, you never know. I mean, we don't know what this government is up to. I know I wish they would put this country back on the gold standard, but the problem is it's backing what? A fiat dollar. And we both know that, right?
Well, again, all intrinsic, you know, like fiat money, any fiat coin reverts back to its intrinsic form, which is zero. So all fiat currency over time goes back to zero. The dollar is just in the point of decline as we speak. I don't know if Trump is going to be able to save the dollar with all his financial doings that he's doing today, but if he hadn't stepped in, you would have seen a major collapse by probably 40 to 60% of the dollar's value this year alone. I still think there's going to be a market correction of about 20%, at least, on the dollar losing 20%. Everything else that you put your money into, crypto, gold, silver, any type of bullion, is probably going to go up a 5 times multiple.
All right. Well, I appreciate the input on that. Thank you, Brady. We've got another caller holding. I didn't catch your name.
Hi, this is Robert from Florida.
Hey, Robert Stanley. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I'm taking notes here. Financial advice from Brady.
Well, you know what? We have a lot of conversations off the show, too, because he's got my home number.
Yeah.
So, you know, we talk a lot. You know, folks, this is the thing. You can actually call and engage in whatever, in conversations. This isn't one thing. We are so transparent, people actually know how to get a hold of me. And if you go to thekriegerfiles.com, you will find all our past shows there, and they will continue to be there. Mm-hmm. And pretty soon you'll be listening to the Krieger Files on our website. It will be streaming live and then archived. And the show will actually, because we're doing what I used to do on my old show, and we're going to put this in a 24-hour server. So you'll be able to go on and listen to today's show if you miss it at the 11 o'clock hour, which we're going to live, and we're going to be streaming on video and uploading it to Rumble. But at the same time, you're going to be able to hear the show in audio format 24/7 till the new show is uploaded, kind of like what we used to do, and we're getting our own server. So this is happening on the 3rd of February. We're moving forward with that. So anyway, what's on your mind, Robert? How's your weather down there?
Okay.
Better than ours, I assume.
Yeah, but it's really cold here. I'm just south of Mar-a-Lago, and it feels like I'm, you know, walk-in freezer. Yeah, we didn't get any snow here. So here's my point. Some people who are still suffering from Trump derangement syndrome have claimed that Trump is gay. He's a crypto Jew. He's Hitler. He's P.T. Barnum, or he's the Antichrist. And I would just advise people, if you're listening and you have this problem, this syndrome, judge a tree by its fruits, please.
Well, you know, half of these people, Robert, it sounds like they don't believe in the word of God, because ye shall know them by their fruits. I mean, this is clearly what Christ said. So, I mean, if they're not worshiping the Almighty and they're worshiping government and they think government is all that, these are probably the same people, Robert, that went out and got the jab when the government said, come get it.
Well, yes, and they have a distorted view. And look, we're all family and we should love our family. But, you know, some of us are mentally ill, and actually I'm starting to see more clearly now, Dave, that demonic possession is not like what you see in The Exorcist, but it is, and it's way more prevalent than people realize. And I'm hoping that we can help expose that more, so that people can get the proper care that they need. And yes, that actually means going to certain pastors, not just exorcists, but pastors that have this ability, however they acquired it, they have the ability to cast out these parasitic demons.
Yeah, it's amazing. I know. The thing is those with Trump derangement syndrome, I mean, can you imagine him trying to exercise all that political pent-up hatred, you know, and they're sitting there and their head spinning around, and they're going, Reagan, Bush, Carter Mondale. I mean, can you imagine that? Throwing up pea green soup, you know. Is it soup yet? I don't know. You know?
Well, it looks, some of them act like they, it's really obvious to me. If you know the signs, and we can joke about it, but it's really not funny. Especially for people, because think about it, those people have immediate family that are going, oh my God, you know, how can I help my family member? As you know, through this. They're having a crisis. Anyway, look, I'm sorry I get off on this rant, but it's very...
No, I mean, that it is, it's legitimate. Robert, it's legitimate. You and I both know it, and we've had conversations about this, too. Robert's another one with my phone number, folks. Yeah. Understand, this is the way it works, folks. We have serious conversations on this end, and why is that? Because we need to. We need to be having conversations. This is what they did to us in 2020 when they locked us down, and everybody was getting sick, and nobody wanted to talk to anybody else and get the word out. No, you have to stay at home. You can't call. You can't do this, or you'll get COVID. You know, it's a big scare tactic from the government. Everybody got locked down. Family members were turned against each other. It was all by design. And see, this is the reason. We have to have conversations now.
Right. Yeah, divide and conquer was part of it. And also dissuade people from learning the truth and sharing it with each other and then taking an action plan, because you can't solve a problem if you don't know what it is.
Very true. You have to identify.
Keep up the... Keep up the good work. I'm really loving your show.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, Robert Stanley, down in Florida. I'm glad that you don't have 26 degree temps like we do here right now.
Ouch.
Yeah, it's a little chilly. Anyway, so cold it'll freeze off your asparagus. Anyway, all right. So we're back, and thanks for your call, folks. We used to call it Feel Good Friday. I just say open lines. You know, 208-216-6100. If you want to chime in. Adam Data, by the way, it's a leading curator of land, property data, and real estate analytics. They released its year-end 2024 U.S. home sales report showing home sellers made, get this, $122,500 profit on typical sales nationwide, generating a 53.8% return on investment. So why is everybody holding back? I mean, people, obviously, they want to move, they want to, you know, they want to relocate. I mean, I am actually, after we get back from the break, I contacted U-Haul yesterday to get a 2024 report, and believe it or not, they responded. Because see, all the corporations, they go out, and, you know, this is business now. The corporations will pay for relocating all of their key players. I mean, Walmart senior regional managers are making $600,000 a year now. Who said that it isn't, you know, worthwhile to relocate to Bentonville, Arkansas? You know, I mean, come on. They're in charge of a 12-state region, but they're making $600,000 a year. But then again, you know, you look at the disparity from what workers are getting paid down below. I mean, wait till they find out what these regional managers are getting. Oh, for crying out loud. It's craziness. But, you know, the gross profit on median-priced single-family homes and condo sales went up about $2,000 from 2023. You got to love that. We'll tell you where it's all happening. Oh, by the way, the Fed got out of the Global Climate Change Coalition days before Trump took office. Isn't that amazing, huh? Yes, there is a God. We'll be back after the break here on the Krieger Files for our final segment. Stay with us. Need a document notarized even when one or more of the signers is out of state? What a faster way to close your real estate deals by getting your documents professionally notarized online at ProfessionalNotaryOnline.com. For more information and to book an appointment, visit ProfessionalNotaryOnline.com or call Aaron at 941-400-8282. A trusted Krieger Files partner. Good in all 50 states. That's 941-400-8282.
Molesting your earballs one more time. It's the Krieger Files with your host, Dave Krieger.
And, of course, you can listen to us if you missed the show. We restream live on satellite on Galaxy 19's Global Star Radio Network at 11 a.m. Central. And that's going to be our new time. We'll go live at 11 a.m. starting February 3rd. On that channel and upload the video broadcast, because we're going video then. In addition to that, we'll be restreaming the audio portion of it 24/7 on our own server. So that's going to be a big plus. More ways to get the word out, to tell your friends about it. If you have a chance, if you want to keep us on the air, please go to thekriegerfiles.com, click on shop, and help support. I did not put a donate button on there because we're not a nonprofit. I mean, I work with a nonprofit, and that's part of Squirrel Radio, which we rebroadcast the Krieger Files at 5 p.m. Central for those of you who want to listen to sqrradio.com. We put that there as a public service for those who want to listen to the show and get the word out to your friends. Have a lot of people here locally listening to the show now because we actually get out and we're talking to people. Yeah, see, this is the thing. We need to start engaging in conversation and stop looking at body language. This is all part of awareness. You need to be aware of the people around you and stop, you know, being scared of talking to people, asking people, hey, how are you? How you been? I haven't seen you in a while. You know, always say hi. Even the clerks in the stores, if you could just engage in conversation and just instead of sitting there keeping your mouth shut, afraid you're going to catch something, you know, talk to people. Find out what's going on. Find out how long they've lived there. You know, you might make a new friend. Who knows? I reached out to U-Haul yesterday, part of my investigative research, because it was talking about the sales of homes and how much money people were making on resales. Now, some areas are going to be suffering. We already know that. It's a given. So, you know, property prices in Florida are, they're getting creamed. So I thought we would at least tell you first off, according to U-Haul, because this is the thing. Consumers look at the cost of moving. Now, I don't know if any of you have looked into that. And I don't want to be Leaguer, Allied, or Beacons, or any of these other national movers. But I'll tell you, if you call them to get a bid on a move, you will find out that their prices are anywhere from $15,000 to $25,000 to move your household. Now, some people are, you know, it's like, wow. This might force you to do what a lot of people are doing, and that's selling a lot of their stuff in a garage sale or yard sale. And I know you're not going to get that much. Some people are being resourceful, and they're going to eBay and Craigslist and places like that and selling, you know, Facebook Marketplace and selling their stuff. Whether you get what you want for it, you know, that's to be determined. But they're liquidating and scaling down and getting smaller. It's what we call minimalist, all right? Now, I mean, see, the federal government will not do this. If we're looking at the federal government as leadership by example, well, I'm sorry, you're putting your faith in the wrong people. So if you've got all this stuff, you have to do what, you know, we're contemplating here on this end, and you start liquidating. You start getting rid of the stuff you definitely know you're never, ever going to use. And this, the hoarders are going to hate me for that. Because they like to accumulate stuff and, you know, it piles up all over the place to where you can't even walk in the house. But here's the thing about these U.S. growth metros. When consumers themselves say, I can't afford to pay a major mover to come in, I'm going to do it myself. Well, you know, do it yourself. DIY is, you know, what we have been talking about on the show in becoming self-sufficient. And that means not having to rely on, you know, government to help you. And so people have been looking for ways to get off grid. Well, it's a big thing now. You know, you started out with the major shift in the cities, right? And the top 25 cities, according to U-Haul, where people are moving to, number one is Dallas, Texas. And anybody that's been in Dallas-Fort Worth in the metro knows what the traffic is like. Oh, my God. And now they've got all these toll roads, which makes it even worse. And see, even though the toll roads are paid for, they still let these companies operate and charge tolls. That's what you face when you go to Dallas-Fort Worth. I mean, you face traffic, you face tolls, you know, and the thing is about Texas, I mean, the cost of living there, I mean, even though, you know, they think of themselves as a free state, and you got the Texit movement going on, and they're trying to get rid of property taxes and whatnot. Well, depending on what county you live in, the taxes are very high. And it takes a while to get your homestead kicked in. I know some people have said, oh, I got it right away. I don't know. I'd like to have proof of that. But see, anywhere that you go, you got to wonder about the traffic, about the infrastructure, about the price of property going up, about taxes going up, but still. People moved to Dallas. That was the number one pick, followed by Charlotte, North Carolina. That was number two. Phoenix, Arizona was number three. Lakeland, Florida, number four. Austin, Texas, number five. Nashville, Tennessee, number six. Raleigh, North Carolina, number seven. Palm Bay, Florida, number eight. Houston, Texas, number nine. But again, have you ever been to Houston? You know the traffic. Just like Austin, it's bad news. Greenville, South Carolina, number 10. That would include Spartanburg, Jacksonville, Florida, number 11, Tampa, number 12, See, the Florida, the Tampa traffic is not so bad. 75 and 4, that interchange, it gets a little weird, but I've been there, done that. That's how I know. Charleston, South Carolina, number 13. Wilmington, North Carolina, number 14. Followed by Sarasota and Fort Myers, Florida, in 15th and 16th. Boise, Idaho, number 17. Richmond, Virginia, number 18. Bend, Oregon, number 19. Bend, Oregon. Now, you got to have money if you want to live up there. Anywhere in the Northwest now. Property prices are huge. Taxes, regulations are huge. Their wokeness, you got to look at the city too, folks. How woke is it? There's actually maps that will show you red versus purple based on registered voters. You want to move to an area where you get along with people? We've reported on this before. People are going to be looking at how we're going to engage in conversation with people who are woke. And if you're going to be running into them all the time and you're butting your head against the wall, why are you moving there? So maybe we need to look into this. Indianapolis, Indiana is number 20. Brownsville and McAllen, Texas were ranked together because they're in the southern tip. But of course, until they get this immigration garbage under control, I don't know about moving there, but apparently people are because they like the warm weather. Tyler, Texas ranked 22nd. But Tyler, Texas traffic, of course, is now picking up as well. Just was there a couple months ago. Daytona Beach, Florida, 23rd. Spokane, Washington, 24th. And we're coming in at number 25, Springdale, Arkansas. Now, that includes Rogers, Bentonville, where Walmart's headquartered, that's Fayetteville, where University of Arkansas is, and all the surrounding areas. Yep, that's picking up. And understand that the property taxes and the cost of property up there is growing. Springdale is probably the cheaper area to live in. But again, you got to look at the map. You got to look at the traffic. You got US 49 running north and south through the whole area. And that's why, you know, Bentonville with Walmart, they dump tons of money in there. And when they do that and more people move into an area, we've told you that it affects the infrastructure. So this is something you got to look at. You have to look into this. South Carolina was the number one state that people moved to, believe it or not. Texas was second, North Carolina was third, Florida was fourth, Tennessee was fifth. Arkansas, which we just reported and talked about on Springdale, was ranked 12th in the places people moved to. Well, people say that Arkansas is a very poor state, but I do know that you get, once they record the deed, it's instant homestead. It kicks in. People may have a problem with that, I don't know. But, you know, here's the thing. Missouri was not ranked on the list, but yet it's, you know, a lot of people say it's one of the more affordable places to live. Kentucky was at the bottom of the list. You know, one down from Montana and Iowa and Wisconsin and Delaware and Vermont. And you got to wonder about that. Why are people moving there? Why are these places? Because most of them are woke. Maybe people are moving where they get along with others that are woke. Maybe they're all going to go down and get the shots together. Who knows? See, this is a thing. We got to have a conversation with them. People have to be at least tolerant of the conversation and start asking the real question. Why? Why do you think like that? Why are we having this conversation? You know, because as soon as you say something they don't like, they tune you out. Well, that's all part of awareness. And see, here's the thing about these, as long as we're talking about migrating, there are a lot of different people out there that have auto insurance, and they like discounts. And I had a conversation with somebody at State Farm yesterday about why they are canceling all their policies and moving out of California and Florida, and I was corrected and was told, no, we are still insuring those who have insurance. They're grandfathered in, and we still continue to insure them. And Arkansas is not the same as Florida and California. Each one of these, they have their own corporations, which goes right back to my particular argument from ages ago that these corporations all are settled in each state under themselves. So that means when you sue one, it doesn't affect the entire chain. And so the argument that all of these losses are being spread all over the place, well, California's got their own, Florida's got their own, Arkansas's got their own. We had tornadoes and hailstorms. And so therefore, you know, the insurance rates are affected here, maybe not as bad. But I was also informed that they don't just get to arbitrarily raise the rates. They have to go to the insurance commissioner and have a hearing about it. I just thought you'd like to know. But when it comes to surveillance state, I have a real problem with these discounts if you let them track your driving behavior by taking your cell phone with you so they can see when you brake, how fast you accelerate and decelerate. Yeah, I have a real problem with that. I don't know about you, but subject for your future conversation. Once again, we thank you so much for joining us in this Friday edition. We will be back on Monday the 27th with more news and conversation here on the Krieger Files. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America. We will see you Monday. Stay safe. Take care.